Okay, so we are ready to start. It's the Sunday program in New Goloka. And for those of you who are watching my video, you will see Radha Golokananda in their dress today, right next to me. And they are very beautiful. What's that? Very, very beautiful. And hopefully in a few weeks, you'll all be able to take direct darshan of them. Although on Wednesday for us, and Thursday for those of you in New Zealand and Australia, we're going to be having Nrisimha Chaturdasi. And that's going to start at about 5 o'clock in the evening, East Coast time, which is roughly 7 o'clock in the morning, Australian time, and 9 o'clock in the morning on New Zealand time. So anyway, we're going to start. We have a program. I'm going to give a little talk about Lord Nrisimhadev and Prahlad Maharaj and Aranyakashipu. And we're going to have several different things that happen after that. We have a very nice dance performance, not by me, fortunately. It's by a great dancer, Champakalata. And we're going to have a havan, fire sacrifice. And we are going to have an abhishek. And this time, if you can participate in our abhishek, you'll be able to see it very nicely because we're going to have it lit up and professional cameras in the temple room. So you're all welcome to join with us. And as Aditya Narayan Prabhu will tell you after I talk, there's an opportunity to sponsor the abhishek. So that'll all be Wednesday, East Coast time, or Wednesday, West Coast, East Coast, Middle Coast in the United States. Of course, there's no such thing as the Middle Coast. And it'll be Thursday in New Zealand and Australia. So this evening, we're going to speak about my favorite subject matter. You may ask, what is my favorite subject matter? My favorite subject matter is something that I've been feeling great separation from since I am locked up here in North Carolina, and that is Govardhan. So we're going to give you a virtual tour of Giriraj today. Some of you may have seen the slideshow before. Some of you may have been with me going around Govardhan. But every time we go around, we show devotees what's happening around Govardhan. It's actually a new experience, like chanting Hare Krishna. Because Govardhan is the highest spiritual place anywhere. And connected with Govardhan is the highest of the highest place, which is Radhakund and Shyamakund. So before we actually start with the Govardhan tour, we're going to chant Hare Krishna, of course. But one thing is I wanted to show you my Shilas, who are live from Giriraj. So you can take darshan. Radhakunjabihari, that's a live shot of them. That is not a photograph. It's a live shot of Giriraj.
Jai Govardhan Giriraj Maharaj ki jai, Radhakunjabihari Bhagwan ki jai.
You're really enthusiastic.
Oh, Dharmat Pranams Maharaj, how are you?
I'm fine. Okay, enough. Sunam is very enthusiastic. Okay, we'll get back to me, which is obviously not as good as Govardhan, but at least you got Radha Golokananda right next to me, also from the spiritual world. Okay, so we're going to chant Jai Radha Madhava, and then we're going to do a tour around Govardhan, if that's all right. Let me turn off my mobile phone so we don't get interrupted. So you're all welcome to join in chanting at home. Leave your Zooms on mute because it doesn't work back and forth chanting, but you can chant at home. So, Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari, Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari, Gopi Jana Malava Kiribaru Dhauti, Gopijana Malabha Giri Bharadhahati, Yashodanandana Vrajajana Ranjana Yamunatira Vanachari Yamunatira Vanachari Jai Radha Madhuva Kunjabi Hati Jai Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari Gopi Jana Malaba Kiri Varada Hari Gopi Jana Malaba Kiri Varada Hari Yashodanandana Vraja Janarandana Yashodanandana Vraja Janarandana Yamuna Tira Vanachari Yamuna Tira Vanachari Jai Radham Madhuva Kunjavihari Jai Radham Madhuva Kunjavihari Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahansa Parvatikacharya Olsu Tera Sitashi Shimad His Divine Grace Abhaya Charana Bhaktivedanta Gosami Shila Prabhupad Vijaya Iskan Founder Acharya Shila Prabhupad Vijaya Anandakoti Vaishnav Vrindagajai Namacharya Shila Vidas Thakur Vijaya Friends, say, go, Sri Krishna, Chaitanya, Prabhu, Nityananda, Sidvaita, Gadadha, Shivasari, Gaur, Bhakta, Vrind, Gijai, Shishi, Radhakrishna, Govagavata, Sayam, Kunda, Radhakunda, Giri, Govardhan, Kijai, Vrindavanam, Kijai, Maturidam, Kijai, Jagadathasami, Kijai, Yamunamai, Kijai, Shimari Talasi Devi Gijai Samaveda Bhakta Vrinda Gijai Gaur Premananda Hari Hari Bo. All glory is the assembled devotees. All glory is the assembled devotees. All glory is the assembled devotees. All glory is to Shri Guru and Gauranga Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. So, Omagana Timadanda Shah Gananjana Shilakayat Chakshur and Miditam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. So I mentioned we are going to talk about Govardhan. So I think most of you are aware Govardhan is the hill that Krishna lifted up over 5,000 years ago to protect the residents of Vrindavan from the inundation that was caused by Lord Indra. So what you're seeing here is a scale picture of Giriraj with some of the pastimes that occurred around Giriraj on the periphery of Giriraj. And Giriraj is shaped like a peacock. So we're going to try to zoom in. So at the head of the peacock, you'll find Radhakund and Shyamakund. And in the middle, you will find the Manasaganga and other things. And then if you go to the tail, Antri, you will find all the incarnations of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And that's what we're going to talk about today. What are the pastimes that occurred around Govardhan, which is Krishna's and Radharani's favorite place? So we're going to start the tour right now. All right, let's just... And of course, there is Krishna lifting up Govardhan Hill, saving all the residents of Vrindavan. In the Ananda Vrindavan Champu by Kavi Karnapur, it's mentioned that when Krishna lifted up Govardhan Hill, he created basically a whole valley underneath the hill with streams and pastures and just all the comforts for the residents of Vrindavan for 7 days. So these particular pastimes and many of the deities that were installed around Govardhan Hill were Let us say discovered and the deities were manifested by Krishna's great-grandson, Brajanava. So Krishna's great-grandson, Brajanava, came to Govardhan and came to Braj with some of Krishna's wives that were still on the planet. And while he was there, he had a kirtan, and during that kirtan, the pastimes of Krishna, including all the residents of Vrindavan who were there when Krishna was present, manifested themselves. Of course, there was Radha and Krishna and Balaram and Krishna and all the various associates of Krishna, and even Uddhava manifested himself. So this Brajanava, he installed many of the deities that are situated around Govardhan and also around Vrindavan. Of course, many of those deities later on were taken to various places for safekeeping when Vrindavan and Govardhan was attacked by the Mughals. So you have Natwar, you have deity there, Nachi, Sri Nachi, who was originally Gopal. And then in Jaipur, you have deities. You have, of course, Radha Govinda, Udaipur. In so many of the places where the previous Braj deities were, they are being kept safely. And of course, in their place, there's what's called Pratibhu or replica deities, which are considered by the Vaishnavas to be non-different than the original deities. So here's a very beautiful picture of Giriraj, another picture of Giriraj, and a picture from above taken with our copter. So we're going to start the tour in the center of the city of Govardhan, and that's where the Manasi Ganga is there, and something called the Mukhara Vinda Temple. Mukhara Vinda means the mouth of Govardhan. According to Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, the actual mouth of Govardhan is situated here in this temple. And 24 hours a day, they are feeding Giriraj. Rain or shine, they keep feeding him all sorts of wonderful products, especially milk products, because Giriraj really loves milk products. And there's the Manasi Ganga right next to there. We're going to talk about the Manasi Ganga in a second. And an aerial view of the temple, along with the Manasi Ganga, another aerial view of the temple, another view from across the lake. So what happened to the Manasi Ganga is once upon a time, Krishna killed this demon who was in the shape of a calf. And that demon's name was Vatsasura. Oh, someone put your thing on mute, please. So the demon's name was Vatsasura. And when Krishna killed the demon, a Vatsasura demon, then the coward boys responded to Krishna saying, "Krishna, you have killed a calf. This is greatly sinful. So because you have killed a calf, there's only one way you can actually atone for your sins. And that is by going to the Ganges River." And Krishna said, "I'm not going to leave Vrindavan." And he created the Ganges River from his mind. So that's why it's called the Manasi Ganga. And later on, when Nanda Maharaj, someone definitely has their thing not on mute. So please put, whoever's listening, put your phone, put your computer on mute. Thank you. That's Champakalata. You got to put yours on mute. Okay, good. All right, we have an interruption because someone has not put their camera on mute. Hold on a second. I have to go in and turn everybody's mute.
Sorry, my computer was closed and I clicked my mouse. I didn't mean to do that. I'm really sorry.
Can you put it on mute now?
Yes. Okay. I'm sorry, Gurudev. Please forgive me.
All right. Because it interrupts everybody when we do that. Okay, so let's get back to the slideshow. So one time, Nanda Maharaj wanted to go to the Ganges, And Krishna didn't want him to leave Vrindavan, and he had Ganga Devi herself come out of the Ganges, come out of the Manasi Ganga to prove that the Manasi Ganga was the Ganges. Many other pastimes occurred at this Manasi Ganga. A famous boat pastime was, once upon a time, the gopis were attempting to cross the Manasi Ganga, and they were looking for a boat in order to cross the Manasi Ganga. And they couldn't find any boats except for an old boat that was captained by an old boatman. At least he looked like an old boatman. So they said to the old boatman, please take us across. And he said, okay, I'll take you across. They got in with their milk products because they were on the way to Govindakund. And the old boatman, when he got a little way out, said, actually, I have no more strength to row. So please give me some milk products. So they gave him some milk products. And after eating the milk products, he said, basically, I am tired, so please massage me. And they said, yes, we'll massage you by throwing you in the water. They didn't know it was Krishna, actually. And after a while, the boat started, he started to row, and the boat started to sink. And he said, you got to throw everything overboard. And they threw their milk products overboard. And then he said, you got to throw your clothes overboard. And then they said, we will throw you overboard. And so then he kept rowing. Then there was a storm, violent hail, lightning, whatever. And they got very scared. But then Radharani looked and she saw a flute sticking out from the boatman's belt. And she understood it was Krishna and she grabbed Krishna. And they had many wonderful pastimes on this Manasi Ganga. Here's a nice picture of that. A very beautiful picture. Another person doesn't have their phone or computer on mute because I'm getting an echo. Please, everybody. Uh-oh. That's Kirtana. Put it on mute. Okay. That sounds better. So then what happened? They understood it was Krishna, and they had a wonderful pastime on this Manasi Ganga. Also in the center of the Manasi Ganga, there is the Bhajan Kutir of Sanatana Goswami, right next to the temple of Chakaleshwara Mahadev. And so Sanatana Goswami was trying to write many of his Vaishnava literatures in this particular location. But there were too many mosquitoes and he was getting ready to leave. And Lord Shiva said to him, I will get rid of the mosquitoes if you stay here. And so he stayed. And this is the temple to Lord Shiva, Chakaleshwara Mahadev. So it's interesting to note in Braj that Lord Shiva guards, he's the Dikpala of every aspect of Braj. Like if you go to Radhakund, it's Kundeshwara Mahadev. And here in the Manasi Ganga, it's Chakaleshwara Mahadev. The reason it's called Chakaleshwara Mahadev is the Sudarshan Chakra hovered overhead Govardhan Hill when Indra was trying to inundate the residents of Vrindavan or kill the residents of Vrindavan and kept Govardhan Hill dry. And so this is the manifestation of Lord Shiva who guards this area over which the Sudarshan Chakra hovered. And there's also a temple to Manasi Devi, who is the presiding Yogamaya deity of this Manasi Ganga area. Here's a picture of Manasi Devi. Then we are going to go to what's called the Haridev temple. The Goswamis of Vrindavan tell us, this is the Haridev temple from the top. The Goswamis of Vrindavan tell us that when you do the Govardhan Parikrama, you have to take permission from Haridev before you actually go on the Parikrama. Is one of the very, very old temples in Vrindavan. And Haridev is a self-manifested deity. The way the deity manifested was that once upon a time, the gopis were looking for Krishna. And they were crying out, Haridev, Haridev, Haridev. And all of a sudden, Krishna appeared like this, holding up Govardhan Hill, or apparently appearing to hold up Govardhan Hill, with his left hand. And so this deity is the presiding deity of the Manasi Ganga area, and he is the deity to whom you get permission from to go around Govardhan Hill. So we are asking him for permission to go around Govardhan Hill. And here is a picture of Haridev, the deity, becoming manifest, and the gopis becoming ecstatic, seeing the deity of Haridev. There's also another place called the Brahmakund, where Lord Brahma came to worship Krishna. And now we're starting the parikrama around the hill. And we've just passed through Dangati. Dangati means the tax path over which the gopis would go and Krishna would try to extract taxes from them. So before seeing the temple, especially the temple of Danivartana Kund, which we're going to speak about in a second, we actually take darshan of Krishna's lotus feet, which are imprinted on the Govardhan Shila right next to Giriraj. And these are Lakshmi Nisringa deities that also are some of the first deities when you go around Govardhan and the ISKCON Palace, which was arranged by Tamal Krishna Maharaj. And there they're worshipping Krishna and Balaram, Giriraj Shilas, and also Sri Sri Gaudotai. And this is the Bhajan, the Samadhi, the Pushpa Samadhi of Tamal Krishna Maharaj. And here is I am with my group. But we take groups around regularly. Hopefully, when this virus lets us go, we will go back there and be happy to take all of you, any of you who are watching, around Govardhan. So, then we get to the place called the Dananivartana Kund. What happened here is quite interesting. Krishna was trying to attract taxes from the gopis, and they were carrying milk products, as they usually were, to Govinda Kund. And then Krishna was just like upping the price of the taxes and actually attempting to tax Srimati Radharani for each part of her transcendental beautiful body. Like her ears or her eyes would be taxed so much. And there was so much argument going back and forth. Finally, Yogamaya sort of interceded and said, let the gopis come back the next day and pay their taxes. So what happened is the gopis came back the next day, and instead of paying their taxes, they came back and overpowered Krishna and the cowherd boys, as you see here, and they tied him and the cowherd boys to the trees and threatened them with sticks. I don't think they actually beat them, but they actually threatened them. So this is a famous pastime that occurred at the Dananivartana Kund. Close to there, off of the parikrama path, there's a place called Chandra Sarovara. Chandra Sarovara means it's the place where the moon shone as a full moon during the whole night of Lord Brahma, which was the time when the gopis were dancing with Krishna because the time expanded during that time. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would worship at this spot. There's a deity of Lord Chaitanya there who very much appreciated this particular location. And near there, there's another temple called the Chaturbhuj Temple. This temple is at the place where the gopis were looking for Krishna, and Krishna was hiding out as a four-handed Narayan form. It's a temple, and we're going to go see the deities in a second. Lord Chaitanya also went there. Here's the deity. Here's the Chaturbhuj deity, a very unusual shot because usually you're not allowed to take pictures of the deity. So Krishna was hiding out as the four-handed Narayan, and the gopis offered their obeisances when they saw Krishna in that form, because they didn't know it was Krishna. And they asked, can you show us or tell us where Krishna is? And Narayan, of course, didn't tell them. But when Radharani came, Narayan, that is Krishna in the form of Narayan, couldn't keep his extra two hands and arms. And they kept appearing and disappearing because of Radharani's great love for Krishna. We have to walk across the fields to get to this particular location. Nearby, there's also another kund called Gauri Kund, which is off of the parikrama path. And at this kund, very wonderful pastime occurred. One time, Radharani was exhibiting her man, or her anger towards Krishna. And Krishna, in order to associate with her, had to take the form of a woman. And there, not only take the form of a woman, but he took the form of the deity of Gauri, or Durga. Now, the reason he did that was because Radharani's so-called mother-in-law, sister-in-law, and so-called husband thought that Krishna and Radharani were together, and they were right, inside this Gaurikund area where the temple was. And they came in, and when they came in, Radharani saw them and she fainted. And she fainted flat out, just like someone's offering obeisances. But Krishna actually looked like the deity because he had the deity's clothes on. And they thought Radharani was offering obeisances to the deity of Gauri, which is really interesting. And so the deity of Gauri, it was actually Krishna, began to speak and threatened Abhimanyu, Radharani's so-called husband, and told Abhimanyu that unless you trust Radharani, you're all going to die, basically, just to make the story short. And they all got scared and said, yes, we'll trust Radharani. We'll never think that she's actually with Krishna anymore. And they left the place, and then Krishna got a chance to associate with Srimati Radharani. And that happened at this Gaurikund place. Anukshetra is the place where both Madhavendra Puri stacked all these grains to offer to Gopal, and also the residents of Vrindavan stacked all the grains and foodstuffs to offer to Govardhan over 5,000 years ago. And of course, Govardhan was not satisfied, no matter how much he ate, because he manifested a gigantic form. That is, Krishna manifested a gigantic form. And he kept asking for more, Anior. And he wasn't satisfied, and there was nothing left until they gave him a tulsi leaf. And once they gave him a tulsi leaf, he was satisfied. So that's the point. Krishna is never satisfied unless we offer to him things with a tulsi leaf on, food with a tulsi leaf on. So this is a very, very special place, this Anukshetra. And right near this Anukshetra is a village called Anyor, which means give me more. And there's a Dauji deity along with the Krishna deity, and these deities are the original deities, some of the original deities that were installed by Brajanabha about 5,000 years ago. So Dauji is called Dauji because he's older brother, big brother, and Krishna is the younger brother. And this is situated right in the center of the city of Anyor. And we're looking right now at the place, it's not the original temple, but at the place where Madhavendra Puri installed Gopal after he discovered Gopal. He discovered Gopal in the bushes. Now here's a view from the top. There's a temple there, and some of the Brajavasis, they conduct worship at the top of Govardhan Hill. Another view from the top with a quadcopter, and there's an ancient temple. Some people say this is the location, and some people say this is an old temple of Lord Shiva at the top of Govardhan Hill. And right next to that area, there's a kund called Sankarshan Kund. Sankarshan is the name of Balaram. And Balaram actually saved the residents of Vrindavan from an inundation, because all the water that didn't fall on Govardhan, which was dried up, of course, by the Sudarshan Chakra, fell elsewhere in Braj. And Balaram collected all that water, put it in a kund, and that kund is called Sankarshan Kund, or Balaram Kund. Now, we talked about Madhavendra Puri before. So Madhavendra Puri, he had a dream after Krishna came to him in Vrindavan and brought him something to eat, because Madhavendra Puri had taken a vow of not eating unless someone offered something to him. He would never ask for it. This is a very high stage of sannyas. And so he had this dream, and Krishna revealed to him that he was buried in the bushes and they should come and find him. And so many residents of Vrindavan, along with Madhavendra Puri, came with their choppers, that means blades, and they found Gopal, the deity of Gopal, who later on became Nachi, Srinachi. They found him in the bushes right here at this spot. This is called the Gopal Prakat Stali. It's inside that and circumambulating it. So here's the story. As you see at the top, Krishna is giving Madhavendra Puri some kheer. And Madhavendra Puri didn't recognize it was Krishna when Krishna did that. But in his dream, Krishna revealed that it was him and where he was. And then the residents of Braj uncovered Gopal and they installed Gopal on top of Govardhan Hill, and they had the Anukut ceremony. And this is the famous Govinda Kund. Govinda Kund was formed when Indra was trying to inundate the residents of Vrindavan and Govardhan Hill, and after he discovered he was would be unsuccessful, he apologized to Krishna, and one of the things he do when he apologized to Krishna, he bathed Krishna with the celestial Ganges water that was brought down by his elephant Airavata. And Govinda Kund was formed with this bathing water when Krishna was bathed. Some pictures of Govinda Kund. So here's the pictures, the paintings that elaborate this particular pastime. There's also other pastimes, such as Krishna eating everything that's offered to him, then the inundation after that, then Indra apologizing with the demigods to Krishna and bathing Krishna, and finally crowning Krishna as Govinda. That's where Krishna got the name Govinda. Protector of the cows, pleaser of the cows, pleaser of the senses too. And at this Govindakund, there's an ancient temple where the presiding deities, Radha Govinda, are worshipped. These are the presiding deities of Govindakund, Radha Govinda, and they have very nice devotees taking care of them every day. Kirtan going on most of the time. Next to Govindakund, there's a kund. Well, it's not a kund anymore, but it's an indentation in the land. We call it Nipakund. Nipakund is indicated there's a particular type of tree that forms a cup with its leaf or leaves. And the cowherd boys would take prasadam, eating prasadam using the leaves as cups. This is actually the place that Krishna stood when he was being bathed by Indra, right next to Govinda Kund. Many great devotees stayed at Govinda Kund, particularly one of them was Madhavendra Puri, and this is his sitting place. Madhavendra Puri is the spiritual master of Ishwara Puri, who is the spiritual master of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Madhavendra Puri would bathe regularly. This is his bathing place at Govinda Kund. And the trees, like all the trees in the Braj area, are desire trees. So we touch those trees, embrace the trees, and pray to Krishna for some spiritual thing, not necessarily a material thing. Don't pray for material things because you may get it and it may be a burden rather than something that pleases you. So then after Govinda Kund, we circumambulate Govardhan, and there's this beautiful small temple on top of Govardhan called the Doka Dauji Temple. That means Balaram who was shot. And now the reason he was shot, the view from the top, the reason he was shot is that he saw Krishna dancing the Rasa dance. From the top, he was standing on the top of Govardhan Hill, and his crown fell off when he saw this, and his crown made an indentation into the rock. And that is called the Balaram Mukut Shila. Mukut means like a crown, fell to the ground, made an imprint or in an imprint in the rock. This is a very special place. So we circumambulate the Balaram Mukut Shila. And as the devotees go around Govardhan, they actually make little temples out of the shilas, and this indicates that they are actually building themselves a place in the spiritual world. Of course, if you really want to go to Vrindavan, don't build such a big temple. Build a very small, simple place. And the peacocks on top of Govardhan Hill. At the tail, we reach the Nrisinga Temple. This is also a very ancient temple. This temple has one of the few original deities in it that were installed by Brajanava. At the tail of Govardhan, all the different incarnations of the Lord reside. Here we are on the top of the Nrisinga Temple. There's a trail going up to the Nrisinga Temple. There's steps leaving the Nrisinga Temple, and here is the Nrisinga deity. This deity is over 5,000 years old. He's an Ugra Nrisinga deity. Ugra means ferocious. There's different types of manifestations of Lord Nrisinga. There's Shant Nrisinga, Yoga Nrisinga, Ugra Nishringa. So he's ferocious. Ferocious means he's tearing apart Aranyakashipu. And very fortunate, this temple has been very kind to us, and we have been very fortunate. They've allowed us to participate in the bathing ceremony and able to touch the deity. It's very wonderful. We've helped this temple in many different ways. Here the pujari is taking the cover off the deity so you can see. Make this bigger. There we go. You can see Aranyakashipu having his medical operation, his insectectomy, not insect. That's funny. Intestectomy. He's having his intestines taken out by Dr. Nrsingadev. Then also at the tail, there's these two beautiful kuns that are called Apsur Kund and Nabal Kund. So Nabal Kund and Apsur Kund, this is Nabal Kund. So Nabal Kund and Apsur Kund are actually manifested from the love that Radha and Krishna felt for each other. This is similar in certain ways to Radha Kund and Chaima Kund, and I'll explain the story in a second. So once upon a time, Radha and Krishna looked at each other, and from their bodies, the kuns manifested. So Apsura Kund is the Radha Kund, and Nava Kund is the Chaima Kund of the tail. Here's a picture of it from the air. Again. And also at the tail, Krishna and the cowherd boys would regularly take care of the cows. Now, something very interesting is also there at the tail, at the outer parikrama path, Puntri Lota Baba. So this particular deity represents a devotee of Krishna and Balaram. Krishna and Balaram were heading towards Mathura to take care of Kamsa. And while they were heading towards Mathura to take care of Kamsa, this particular devotee said, "I'd like to make some food for you." And Krishna said, "We are coming back very soon. You should wait for us." So the story goes is he's still waiting. He's considered to be an expansion of Hanuman. That's why he's red like this. Here we are at the tail of Govardhan, rounding the tail. Again, you see the two kuns, Apsura Kund and Nabal Kund, a picture from above at the tail. And rounding the tail, and as I mentioned before, all the incarnations of the Supreme Personality of Godhead exist on the tail of Govardhan. And under Govardhan, there are many, many places where Radha and Krishna had their pastimes. They went into the caves and had their loving pastimes. This is called the Mani Kundali Cave. And in this cave, Radha and Krishna had their pastimes. And many devotees, they would visit and chant inside these different caves under Govardhan. Of course, it's in disrepair right now. There's also a temple to Nachi, Sri Nachi, there. We just recently attended a wedding that was performed at this temple. Very nice devotees. Here is Sri Nachi. So as we're going around the other side, we see the footprint of Airavata, Krishna's elephant. Indra's elephant, excuse me. And of course, everything belongs to Krishna. Indra's elephant, Airavata was the one who brought down the water from the heavenly celestial Ganges. And there's a puja shrine, in which indicates the place where Indra worshipped Krishna. Then there's something very special. There's a kund that's very special. It's called Surabhi Kund. Surabhi Kund is a kund in which the Surabhi cow from the heavenly planets kept the transcendental milk that was going to be used to bathe Lord Krishna. Now, the reason Surabhi came down was that Surabhi was brought down before Indra actually appeared before Krishna, because Indra thought Surabhi, the cow, could actually pacify Krishna. And that's actually a fact. When Krishna saw Surabhi, he became very pacified, and Surabhi kept the transcendental milk within this kund, and therefore it's called Surabhi Kund. It's actually kept very nicely There's nice carvings on the walls there. There's Krishna lifting Govardhan Hill, another carving. And the next Kund we get to is right before we get to the city of Jatipur, and it's called Rudan Kund. Rudan Kund means it's Lord Shiva's Kund. And this Kund was formed when Lord Shiva was crying so much, seeing Krishna's pastimes, experiencing symptoms of ecstasy. And there's also a kund on the outside that was formed by the gopis' tears, when the gopis saw Krishna. So this is a symptom of ecstasy that great devotees feel, that the hair stands on end, ashu taranga bhajo, romanchakam pasru taranga bhajo. There's so many symptoms described even in the Guru Vashtaka prayers that we chant every day. When devotees hear about Krishna, see Krishna, hear Krishna's holy name, associate with Krishna's great devotees, they feel so much ecstasy. Tears flow from the eyes like torrents of rain. The body quivers, hairs stand on end. So this particular kund was formed by the gopis' tears. And also, Krishna and his coward boys would play in this particular area. And Indra Kund was formed by the tears of Indra when he was attempting to apologize. And as we enter the city, village of Jatipur, there's a shila there that's called the Dandabad Shila. If you offer obeisances to this shila, this rock, then it's understood you'll be forgiven for whatever offenses you might have committed when you went around Govardhan. Then off the Parikrama path, there's another beautiful place called Gantoli, where Radha and Krishna were actually secretly married. Gantoli means there was a knot tied between their garments. This is an old temple. Hardly anyone knows about it. And many times, we haven't gone there in a while because it's quite a bit off the beaten path. Next to there is a kund called Gulal Kund. In Gulal Kund, the pastimes of Holi were celebrated by Radha and Krishna. And even to this day, without throwing water in the kund, this is a picture of the kund turns colors during the holy season. Very, very special kund. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also visited this place and chanted along the banks of this kund. So here's a depiction of the holy pastimes of Radha and Krishna. So I don't know if we're going to get a chance to have holi this year, or this summer here in the United States because of the coronavirus. In Valachu Kund, something else happened. Very beautiful pastime happened there. These are the deities of Valachu Bihari. So what happened is that Radharani was looking for an earring that had fallen into the ground. And Krishna said, "What are you looking for?" She said, "I'm looking for an earring." So he went and started digging to find her earring. And he came up with hundreds of different earrings to present to his most beloved gopi. That's in Valachu Kund. And Uddhava Kund is the place where Uddhava resides. And Uddhava, when he came to Vrindavan to tell the Brajavasis that Krishna was going to come back to Vrindavan, he was so impressed with the love that the residents of Vrindavan had for Krishna that he begged that he could become just grass or creepers in Braj, in Vrindavan. And as a result, he lives in this particular area as the creepers. And sometimes, if you are very astute and very spiritual, you can perceive the presence of Uddhava. And it's at this particular place, Uddhava Kund. And there's one little girl who came with us at Uddhava Kund. She's not a little girl anymore. She's a mother right now. And so, and then the deities of Uddhava Bihari, two sets of deities there. And now we're entering the Radha Kund area. We're not going to go through the different temples in Radha Kund today because it would take too long. And this is the Mahaprabhu Chaitanya temple where they have a deity of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu who is about 7 feet tall. A beautiful deity. And this temple is in the Arisan style. You see it from the air. And in Radha Kund, there's a few things we're going to talk about. There's Malyahari Kund. Malyahari Kund is renowned because that's where the pearl pastime took place. Once upon a time, as all pastimes go, Krishna went to the gopis and he asked the gopis for pearls so he could decorate his cows cowherd boys and other animals with pearls. The gopis didn't like that idea. So Krishna decided to grow his own pearls. So he went to his mother, Mother Yashoda, and he said, please give me some pearls so I can grow more pearls. And his mother said, pearls do not grow from the ground. They come from oysters and things like that. And so he kept insisting. Gradually, she gave him the pearls. He planted them in the ground, watered them with milk products, and they grew taller and taller and taller. The gopis thought it was ridiculous, but eventually multicolored pearls came out. And then Krishna began to decorate all of his associates, and even the cows and the monkeys, and everybody had pearls except for the gopis. And so the gopis said, you know, please give us pearls. And Krishna said, no, you wouldn't give me your pearls. Then they decided to grow their own pearls. And the way they did that, they went to their mothers, took their mother's pearls, planted them in the ground, and nothing grew except for thorn trees. Also, you put yourself on mute. So nothing grew except for thorn trees. And so the gopis were really upset because they had taken their mother's pearls. They had nothing to show for, and they begged Krishna for pearls, and Krishna said, you would not give us your pearls. And everybody was very upset. Eventually, Krishna relented and gave them each a box engraved with their name with pearls in it, and everyone was happy, and they lived happily ever after. And that's Malya Hari Kund. And Shiva Kori, Radharani showed her great mercy by freeing a jackal who was being tortured by some boys and turned that jackal into her associate. That shows if you get Radharani's mercy and the mercy of Radharani's devotees, it doesn't matter what your background is. You can be saved. I was listening to a class that Prabhupada was giving. It was just today. And Prabhupada was saying, in order to go back to Godhead, you have to be 100% Krishna conscious. And all the devotees got really depressed. Oh, impossible. And Prabhupada looked around and said, okay, 90%. Devotees were still a little depressed. Prabhupada got ready to leave. He said, okay, 80%. And then he was walking away, and the devotees were thinking, how can we ever become Krishna conscious? And Prabhupada said, all right, 70%. And that is Prabhupada's mercy. When you get the mercy of a pure devotee, and Radharani's mercy comes from a pure devotee like Srila Prabhupada, then you can be purified immediately. I remember the story of Srivas, Thakur's the person who did the sewing for Srivas Thakur, who sewed his clothes, tailor. He was a meat eater, but because he was serving Srivas Thakur, I'm not saying you should eat meat, but because he was serving Srivas Thakur, he got pure love of God from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Because by serving Krishna's devotee, then all perfection is there, Mahat Sevam Uhurvi Muktes. And then we leave the Radhakund area, and we enter into the place called Kuchama Sarovara. Kuchama Sarovara is like a flower place where Krishna had many pastimes. In fact, the cowherd boys would sit there. They go swimming there, take care of their cows. It's a beautiful place in many different... Of course, the present Kuchama Sarovara architectural stuff was done more recently by a king. That's what we're showing. Very beautiful place. Some shots from the air. And we're all taking some water from Kuchama Sarovara. And by taking water from Kuchama Sarovara, you can become a gopi. Because Narada Muni one time, he wanted to see Krishna's pastimes, especially the rasa dance, and they wouldn't let him in because he had a male body. And what happened is Lord Shiva, who was the protector of the Holy Dham, stopped him because Lord Shiva was in the form of a female at that time, Gopishvara Mahadev. And Narada Muni went bathing in this Kuchama Sarovara and came out as a gopi, Naradi. And then he was able to approach Krishna, and Krishna stopped him, and Krishna said, Narada Muni, stay here and compose some literatures about me. And he did that at the Narada Kund temple, which we're going to see in a few minutes. So at this Kuchama Sarovara, Krishna was having wonderful pastimes with Radharani. He acted sometimes as a gardener. And sometimes Radharani was attempting to take some flowers from the trees, and Krishna was up in the tree holding the branch down. She didn't see him. And he jumped down from the tree and she flew in the air. And Krishna said, I'll catch you. And she got really angry at Krishna. That's what you see depicted here. And so many other pastimes happened. Krishna acted as a gardener and tried to extract money or jewels from the gopis for taking flowers. And there's a beautiful temple called the Banabahari Temple right next to Kushima Sarovara, where Krishna becomes the hairdresser of Srimati Radharani. So you see, there's a Shila there of Radharani in front, the middle, you see, front middle. And there's Krishna behind combing her hair. I don't know if you can see, he has a comb and a mirror and everything. And Radharani doesn't look at the mirror like most ladies do. She doesn't look at herself in the mirror like most ladies do. She's looking at Krishna in the mirror because she's in love with Krishna. And this is a picture of the pastime. And there's a beautiful deity of Uddhava that's right next to Kushima Sarovara. Here I am visiting the temple. This is a temple that's being taken care of by a friend of mine, Jivana Jivana. He's not there anymore, but he stayed there for many, many years. He's from Canada. And that's Nardakund, where Narda composed the Narda Bhakti Sutras, Narda Pancharatra, and also sheltered Kayadu. If you don't know who she is, she's the wife of Hiranyakashipu, and also the mother. That's right. She's the mother of Prahlad Maharaj. So Narada Muni gave her instructions right in this area. And Prahlad Maharaj, within her womb, heard all those instructions and actually accepted Narada Muni as his spiritual master when he was within the womb of his mother, right at this location. Very, very interesting story. There's Narada Muni. Narada Muni, Bhaja, Vina, Radhika, Ramana, nominate. The reason Narada Muni was able to stay here was because Braj is a transcendental place, because Narada Muni had been cursed previously by Daksha not to be able to have an ashram or remain anywhere. But Krishna had assured Narada Muni that curses don't work in Braj. Also, when you chant Krishna's name, curses don't work, bad karma is gone, all auspiciousness is there. So you are in Braj when you're absorbed in Krishna's name. You don't have to take a plane, and right now you couldn't take a plane. So in the middle of Govardhan, as we're completing this tour, there's the Ratnakund Shaim Kutir area where the pastime involving the Shankachuda occurred. Shankachuda, of course, was a demon. He was an associate of Kuvera, but he became very envious. He wanted to kidnap Radharani. And he had a jewel in the shape of a conch shell. So eventually, Krishna had to kill Shankachuda, took that jewel, gave it to Balaram. Balaram gave the jewel to Radharani. And later on, that jewel, as described by Srila Rupa Goswami in the Lalita Madhava, later on, that jewel became the Shaimantaka jewel. So that's a very interesting story. So this attempted kidnapping occurred in this particular location. Also, there's a footprint of Krishna and a cow. Here we are, offering obeisances. There's the jeweled throne of Radha and Krishna there, where and Radha Krishna had many of their intimate pastimes in this very quiet, secluded place in the center of Govardhan. There's Radharani on the jeweled throne. And there's another place called Gwalpur right nearby, which is the cowherd boy place where the cowherd boys would take their lunch. And one time, Madhu Mangal had so many ladus, and he was very, very happy because he had done the Surya Puja for Kutila, and all the coward boys grabbed his ladus, and he threatened to complain to Nanda Maharaj and to Kamsa. And Krishna, in order to avoid the coward boys getting cursed, gave Madhu Mangal more ladus. Madhu Mangal is Krishna's funny coward boy friend. And here everybody is eating their ladus, offering obeisances to Giriraj. We're almost finished. There's Yugal Kund. Nanda stayed here on the way when he was going to Nandagram from Gokul, because we understood Krishna appeared in Gokul, And the residents of Braj went to Nandagram from there because they were trying to avoid the demons that had harassed them in Gokul. Panchatirtha Kund, which is all these five holy rivers, the Narmada, Gomati, Sarayu, Kanchi, and Vetri, meet right before you get into the city of Govardhan, which is right near the Manasi Ganga area. So any of you who want to join us when we're able to go back there, welcome to join us. We have facility. This is not all of our places, but we have facility for you. And you're welcome to join us in better times. And we have classes on Govardhan, classes every afternoon when we finish the parikrama. So anyway, that's our Govardhan parikrama. I feel like I am there now that I've shared some of this with all of you. So does anybody have any questions? Now you can unmute yourselves.
Hare Krishna, Gurudev.
Haribol.
No, Gurudev, what?
Okay.
What's the name of the demon you said at Manasi Ganga?
The demon. That was the calf demon, Vatsasura.
Vatsasura.
That story is there in the Krishna book.
Oh, yeah. Thank
He's a calf
you.
Demon. The demon appeared as a calf. Now, that is very similar to the story of Krishna killing the Aristasura demon. That happened at Radhakund area. Aristasura was a bull, and when Krishna killed the bull demon, the gopis said, "We're not going to touch you or go near you because you're sinful. You killed the bull." And then Krishna said, "Well, I'll make a kund and call all the holy rivers." And he called all the holy rivers, and he made this kund called Shyamakund. And after he bathed in it, he said to the gopis, "If you like, you can bathe in my kund." And the gopis said, "No, your kund is contaminated because you bathed in it." And so we're going to make our own kund. So they attempted to dig out their kund with their earrings and everything like that, and they dug out something. They attempted to bring the water from the Manasi Ganga to fill their kund. And Krishna said, "You can use the water for my kund." And they said, "No, your kund's water is contaminated." Then all the holy places personified appeared before the gopis and begged to fill their kund. And they agreed. And the waters from the Shyamakund overflowed and filled the Radhakund. So anyway, that's Radhakund, Shyamakund story. But as far as Manasi Ganga, it was because the Vatsasura demon was killed. And you're not supposed to kill cows or have any part in the mistreatment of cows or calves or any animal, but especially cows. Cows are very dear to Krishna. Krishna's called Govinda. Gopal, his planet is called Goloka. His place is called Gokul. So many names in relationship to cows. Krishna's a coward boy. Krishna's not a businessman. Krishna sometimes comes as a doctor, but that's only to trick people so we can associate with Radharani.
Oh yeah. Gurudev, yeah. So Manasi Ganga was created by Krishna when Nanda Maharaj was...
Yeah.
Okay.
Manasi.
So it wasn't there before Nanda Maharaj.
No, it wasn't there before.
Okay. Gurudev, one more question. Sorry. Gurudev, so like you said, when we pay obeisances to Dandavat deities.
Dandavat Shila, yeah.
Dandavat Shila. So I killed those honeybees there.
Honeybees.
The wasp.
Oh, yeah, you got forgiven. Let me tell everyone the story about that. That was an interesting story. So here we are. Once upon a time, this isn't once upon a time. This is the last time, basically, we were there. We were doing a fire sacrifice at the ISKCON Palace. Or actually, I wasn't doing it. Someone else was doing the fire sacrifice. And it was an initiation sacrifice. So what happened is that there was smoke coming up from the fire, and there happened to be a beehive, or wasps, or whatever they call it, wild bees, right above the fire. And right when the final swaha was made, the final grains and ghee were thrown into the fire, then literally, I think hundreds of thousands of bees began to attack us. And, you know, wild bees. And they were biting. And I don't know if you call it biting. Stinging, they don't bite. Biting is with the mouth. So they were stinging. So we were all covered with bees, basically from head to foot. And of course, the natural response that people have is to just like act wild and scream and run. And then they bite more. If you just stood still, they probably wouldn't bite you. But unfortunately, myself and Alina Kant and some other unfortunate souls started screaming and running down the road with thousands of bees following us. And literally, thousands of bees, they actually followed us down the road. In the meantime, the Brajabasis were having the time of their life laughing at us as we were just like swatting ourselves all over the place, running down the road, screaming. You know, literally at high speed, we were running down the road. Eventually, I got in a rickshaw and I said, go, full speed. And we left the bees behind. But basically, well, we got bitten a few times, quite a few times. And it was swollen and everything like that. And it was an interesting experience. Because usually you don't expect to get the karma so quickly after a fire sacrifice, but this was instant karma. So you got to be really careful. So I think that's the last time I'll do a fire sacrifice that at that particular location. So Nalini Kant was also experienced in that regard. So that was instant karma. Anyway, no one got seriously hurt. It was okay. So, who else has a question?
Hare Krishna Gurudev. This is Aditya. So Prahlad Maharaj was born at Govardhan?
Prahlad Maharaj, no, he wasn't born at Govardhan. He was in the womb at Govardhan. And he remained in the womb for the period of time that Hiranyakashipu was executing his austerities. And then later on, somehow or other, his mother, Kayadu, was able to keep from giving birth until she went back to be with her husband.
Okay.
Okay. No, that's not the location of his birth.
Okay.
That's it's mentioned in the Puranas that somehow or other, by her austerities or whatever, he remained in the womb for that whole time, and she waited until she rejoined her husband before she gave birth. Her husband was the famous Hiranyakashipu, whose disappearance day we're going to be celebrating on Wednesday, right? Isn't it? The disappearance day of Hiranyakashipu on Wednesday. Am I right or wrong?
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
I'm right.
Yeah.
It's the appearance day of Lord Nrsimhadev, and that's the same day that Hiranyakashipu disappeared. So how do we know that? So, any other questions?
So, Gurudev, so Kayadu also became devotee, or she was not devotee after that?
Sort of a devotee, because she associated with Narada Muni, but it probably describes that she pretty much forgot the instructions she got. Because she was probably thinking of her dearmost husband the whole time. Prabhupada said she forgot the instructions. But obviously she's a devotee. I mean, anyone who resides in Narada Muni's ashram and gets the association of Narada Muni gets to be a devotee. You'll find that many cases we have demons with great devotee wives. It's quite a common thing. I'm not saying it's the case with everybody in our congregation here, but anyways. What about Ravan? You know, Ravan and Mandodari, right? Mandodari actually realized who Lord Ram was and who Sita Devi was. So she was actually a devotee. You find this quite often. Actually, Prabhupada said that his sister, Pishima. She actually was married to a man who was quite demoniac. You know, he drank liquor, ate meat, did so many things like that. And then by her devotion, he eventually changed before he left the body. So you see that. If you're related to a devotee, you're saved. Just by being connected or related to a devotee. Great fortune. All right. Any other questions?
This is Abhiram. Yep. Maharaj, I just want to ask you one thing. What are the exact reasons of doing parikrama, and what kind of auspiciousness will be happening in the devotional life if we do parikrama? Whether it's Govardhan parikrama or Mayapurdham parikrama.
Well, first of all, we get the dust of the Holy Dham. Now, the dust of the Holy Dham is very, very special because it's Chintamani. It's spiritual. And secondly, it's very auspicious because the Brajavasis, the great devotees, the associates of Krishna, have walked in this dust, and you get a chance to roll in the dust. And circumambulating Govardhan is like circumambulating the deity. Govardhan is non-different than Krishna. Sometimes Govardhan is described as the greatest servant of Krishna, and sometimes he is described as the greatest devotee of Krishna. Now, how is that? How can someone be Krishna, non-different from Krishna, and also the greatest devotee of Krishna? It's a very interesting dilemma. The way we explain it, the way it's explained by the Acharyas, is just like Balaram. Balaram is non-different from Krishna, and Balaram is servant of Krishna. Balaram serves as Krishna's Brahman thread, his Singhasana, and practically all of Krishna's paraphernalia is a manifestation of Balaram. So, and Balaram is non-different than Krishna. Dvaita, Chuta, Nadia, Ananta, Rupa, Madhyam, Purana, Purusham, Navayovanam, Cha. So he's non-different. So when we talk about Krishna as various incarnations, expansions, and avatars, at least the Vishnu Tattva avatars, these are non-different from Krishna. It's the same person in a different mood. So therefore, we are circumambulating Krishna, and it's like getting the greatest benefit, like circumambulating the deities. If you're in the temple, if you circumambulate the deities every day, I try to do that when I'm here in New Goloka, I circumambulate at least three times. Then it's like going to all the holy places. So that's what's described in the Puranas and by the Acharyas. Okay? Hey, good question. So,
thank you very much, Mark.
Thank you. Who else has a question? No one else has.
Guru Maharaj, can you hear me?
Yes.
Please accept my humble obeisances.
Good to see you.
Thank you. Just you mentioned Abhimanyu, who was married to Srimati Radharani. Any just indication of his position, who he was, what his constitutional position? Is any information on
that? He's actually a special, let's say, empowered expansion of Krishna. And that's the description given so far. Whether he's Jiva Tattva or some other category, I have not read. But he said Krishna expands himself to be Abhimanyu. And Abhimanyu, it's described by the Acharyas, never even comes close to Radharani. Even though he's married to Radharani, he never comes close, especially doesn't touch her. There's one interesting story told by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. At one time, Yashoda Mai, and it's Krishna's mother, was preparing some jewels to give to Radharani. And she wanted these jewels to be brought by Abhimanyu to Radharani. So she was putting them all in a box and packing the box. And Krishna asked, "What are you doing with this box?" And she said, "I am packing some jewels for Radharani." Krishna said, "Oh, very nice." He waited till she left the room, and then he took all the jewels out and he jumped in the box. And so he sealed the cover of the box, and then Abhimanyu came and carried the box back to Radharani and gave the box to Radharani and her associates and said to Radharani, who he thought was his wife, He said, please decorate yourself with whatever is in this box. And then out comes, well, not in front of Abhimanyu, but after he closed the door, out comes Krishna.
Wow.
There's many different pastimes like that that are told. How tricky Krishna is and how Abhimanyu tends to oppose. Of course, he's the so-called husband. He tends to oppose Krishna's pastimes. Now, one shouldn't think that that makes illicit life in this world okay, because this is completely spiritual. They have spiritual bodies. There's nothing mundane about it. There's no lust there. It's simply a pastime, like a theatrical performance in which all the characters are completely into their roles. But it's simply a pastime, not simply, but it is a pastime. And what we experience in this material world are reflections of these pastimes in the spiritual world. Just like in the spiritual world, you have Krishna and his parents. In the material world, we have ourselves and our parents, you know, who we love, nonetheless. Mm-hmm. But still, it's a reflection. Like a reflection, like Krishna says in the 15th chapter of the Gita, of a banyan tree on the bank of a lake or river,
yeah,
in which things are upside down. Anyway, it gets a little philosophical here. So,
thank you.
I guess it's time to end, and unless someone has a real quick question. And actually, I think is Aditya with us? I don't see Aditya at Orion.
I'm here, Maharaj. Hare Krishna.
Oh, you're here.
Yes.
So why don't we just turn it over to Aditya and you make some announcements about the upcoming festivals.
Sure. Thank you so much, Maharaj, for the wonderful tour of Govardhan. It's okay. It was like so wonderful. Like, we just felt that we were right there, you know, like leaving our houses and just going straight to Govardhan. So
Michelle was there.
Thank you so much for the most wonderful tour of Govardhan, and we pray that someday we can actually personally go with you and actually have the fortune of your association in Govardhan. So thank you so much, Maharaj, for the wonderful
tour. Okay, so you have some announcements?
Yes, so coming up, like as Maharaj was saying, Wednesday is the disappearance day of Hiranyakashipu. That is basically the appearance day of Lord Narasimhadev. So on Wednesday, we will have, the program will be online, but we'll have a wonderful program where from your house, you can actually relish and enjoy, relish and glorify Lord Narasimhadev. The program will start at 5 o'clock. Maharaj will be giving a class on the glories of Lord Narasimhadev at 5 o'clock. It's going to be on the same Zoom link that you're logged in right now and with the same details. So 5 o'clock, Maharaj will have a class, and followed by the class, the BKG Academy, which is a school here in the temple, will be actually doing a presentation on glories of Lord Narasimhadev. So class, there'll be this presentation. Then we'll have a Abhishek ceremony. And then we are actually going to do a Mahayagya, Narasimha Mahayagya, where we'll be praying to Lord Narasimhadev for protection, especially at these times when it's so important to actually seek protection of Lord Narasimhadev. So we'll have a Mahayagya. And then after the yagya, there'll be Artik. And so that's the program, basically. So we do request everyone, please join us online on the same channel. The whole program will be on Maharaj's Zoom link. And also for the festival, you know, if you like to make any kind of offerings, so you can sponsor the Abhishek for $108 or the Mahayagya, you know, which is wonderful on that auspicious day to actually participate in the Mahayagya. You can sponsor the Mahayagya for $108. And also we have a link that's sent out on our ISKCON Yugoloka email. And that's basically a form where we are requesting anyone. You can just sign up your names or any specific prayers that you may have. And then at the end of the Yagya, we'll actually recite your prayers and make a prayer to Lord Narasimhadev to protect your family members and everyone. So please do sign up on that link, you know, and any donations are always welcome. You can sponsor the flowers on that day. We have a wonderful dressing for Radha Golokananda for $251. And also the Raj Bhog will be a wonderful offering for their lordship. So you can sponsor that for $301. So many sponsorship opportunities So like to sponsor, you can either do a PayPal to our newgoloka108@gmail.com, or you can go to our website, www.newgoloka.com, and you can actually make a sponsorship there. And the main thing, join us online Wednesday starting at 5 p.m. with Maharaj's class. So 5 p.m. Eastern
Standard. It'll also be available on Facebook. On, I think, my Facebook page, the New Goloka Facebook page, and on Mayapur TV simultaneously. We're going to try to do a simulcast on all those different places, because if Zoom fills up to more than 100, then that's a limit we have on Zoom. But it'll be there on Facebook, and also Facebook, my page, that is Bhikkhu Goswami Das, the New Goloka Facebook page, and also Mayapur TV under New Goloka. Okay? Anything else, Aditya?
No, Mother Lila Shakti, do you have anything to say? No. So thank you all. Thank you, Maharaj, again for the wonderful presentation of Govardhan. It's really like taken our heart right to Govardhan, and there's so many wonderful places that it's like so many new places that you have information. So we are looking forward to the opportunity to actually have Govardhan Parikrama with your in your wonderful association. So thank you so much, Maharaj. And thank you to everyone for joining for our online Sunday program.
Jai, all glories to His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
His Holiness Bir Krishna Goswami Maharaj ki jai.
Yeah.